Hey, everybody, welcome to a special edition of either Fat Guy Radio Show or After the Levels, depending on how this goes. It's your boy Corey Blaze here, and it's a Sunday afternoon, and I came into Studio G to help install one of our new monitors for our Ustream because we're getting it off the console and putting it up on the wall just to kind of pull the curtain back. And I wanted to come and set up all the electronics first and then eventually our contractor will be in to put it up on the wall. But I'm here and something's been weighing heavily on my mind of late. And so one great thing about, you know, being a partner in BDB Radio Network and having 24-hour access to a professional recording studio, I decided to fire up the mics and fire up the systems to purge a little bit. So this is like a little special. I don't know how long I'll go, maybe 10, 15 minutes. I don't know. Depends on how long it takes me to get it out. One thing that I've said quite often about Fat Guy Radio Show and being in media is the fact that it's a therapy session for me. I put so much passion and so much love and excitement behind what we do on a weekly basis. And all of you that are listening to this, whether you stumbled across it for the first time or you've been listening for, you know, 5 years, whatever the case may be, I come in here and I leave my feelings on the table a lot of times. And give you a heads up, this isn't going to be a really funny special one-on-one with me. But I come in and I leave everything on the table. I make sure that I do my best to give everyone a glimpse into what I think is a wild life, and I have wild opinions. Being that I have a wild life, at times, some crazy situations arise. I've shared some very personal stories on the show. You know, I've darn near urinated on myself outside my garage. I may have gone to the doctor's office and gotten a shot in the butt and had to drive home on one butt cheek. My family and everyone, and it is Sunday, so I don't have my cell phone off. I apologize. And my family and everyone, the shenanigans that goes on, my dad's Prius and so forth. So I am an open book. But there is a side of me, just like there is with lots of people, that there are only a certain groups of individuals that you allow to see. And I classify those people as best friends or the inner circle, if you will. My inner circle is made up of less, I have more fingers on one hand than I have people in my inner circle. And I classify those people in my inner circle as the ones that are the closest to me, that I trust 100%, and that I honor. Anytime they need anything, I'm going to make sure if I have it or if I can get it, I'm going to get it for them, to make sure that they have no lack. By no means am I a superhero or a millionaire in the real world, but if they need something, I'm going to be there if I can. So I count my inner circle people as very, very, very special individuals to me. These are people that I will reach out to, very frequently. These are people that I want to know what's going on in their lives. These are people that I want to know, I want them to know what's going on in my life. These are people that have been with me through some of the greatest moments in my life. And they have been with me through some of the darkest times in my life. But there's one little caveat that has recently kind of creeped up that is bothering me. I'm a big communicator, and when I'm doing business with BDB Radio Network, when I communicate, I want a response. I don't communicate just to have something to do or because I came, I'm making up something to do. No, I'm communicating regarding business with BDB Radio Network, so I expect a certain turnaround time. If I send an email out or if I reach out to somebody and it's business, get back to me, you know, just don't brush me off. I apply that same theory to my inner circle because I've allowed them into the inner circle. If I send an email or if I send a tweet or if I send a text message or something, I expect a simple reply. Even if it's, you know, a day later, which I'll get into that in a second. Even if it's a day later, I'm good. Just a simple reply is all I expect. And I don't think that's too much to ask. I've said on Fat Guy Radio Show, statistically, your cell phone device is always within 3 feet of your body at all times. 3 feet of your person. Rob Spiewak on the Michael Mara Show is one of the only people that I know of that will put his cell phone on a charger on a different level of his home than where he is. His cell phone will be on the second story. He'll be down on the first story or he'll be down in his basement. He's the only person that I know. Every person that's involved in my inner circle that I've let in always has this cell phone, this communication device, within 3 feet, sometimes, most times, closer. So because they are in my inner circle and because they are my friends, I guess I have a level of expectation that when I reach out to them, that they would respond. Just recently, a friend of mine, last year, moved down to Arizona and was here for probably about 9 months, 10 months tops. And he and I knew each other quite well at the church that I was attending. We didn't hit it off at first, but he found himself 5 years later in a very dire situation in the city that he was living in. And he found himself damn near homeless. Well, pretty much he was homeless. So through a friend or through a Facebook friend and a girl that I knew, she says, hey, so-and-so is coming back down to Phoenix because so-and-so has had a rough go, lost his job, and so forth, and blah, 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 sap story. So I'm like, okay, well, I knew of this guy. We worked together well at the church because we were both part of the media crew at the church. And this guy seemed to be on the up and up, whatnot. We didn't have a huge communication. I wouldn't say that he was an inner circle, but he was an acquaintance. So I took a chance and opened up my home to this guy and to help him out, get him on his feet. He stayed with me for a while. Probably 2 or 3 months, and he was able to find a job. He was able to get his own place here, and everything was all Tiger Woods after that. He didn't wear my skin as a suit. He didn't burn my house down. Kids didn't count it, all of them. They're all there. No big deal. In the time frame, though, he worked his way into the inner circle. Fast forward a year later now, and his life has moved on. He's doing very well. He's very grateful for how I was able to step up and be there for him. Boom, 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 bam, as Oscar Santana would say. He moved out of the state now, and he's on his own, in a relationship, doing what he does. We've kept in contact ever since he's left Arizona. Recently, though, the communication has fallen off. I would send a text message. Nothing. The first text message, no response. I'll chalk that up as, okay, you were just busy. You didn't get to it. No big deal. Second text message, you know, a couple of days later. All right, what's going on now? Third text message, a week later. something's wrong. You worked your way into the inner circle. I've sent you 3 text messages over now a period of 2 weeks. I'm starting to get concerned. But I stepped back at that time, and I'm like, okay, maybe there's just something going on in his life. 45 days later, I send another text message. No response. No F you, Corey. No, hey, I don't want to be your friend anymore. No, this is not a good time. 45 days passes. Now I'm pissed. I am past the point of thinking that you're dead. Now you're just rude and you're being an ass. Hole. This is where my mind goes to at this point. You worked your way. I allowed you in. And I know this sounds very self-serving, but there's got to be people out there that are listening to this that can relate. I allowed you in to my home. I allowed you into my life after knowing of you for 4 or 5 years and then getting close to you as a friend, allowing you into my inner circle, into my family, into my life, into my world, and you just fall off the face of the earth. They have the 5, from TV show Scrubs, it's very well documented that I love the TV show Scrubs, and they have the 5 stages of grief. Well, I'm almost at the 5 stages of friendship ending. First text message, you were just busy. Second text message, okay. First text message, you don't respond, you're just busy. Second text message, you don't respond. Okay, maybe it just wasn't a good time. I'm just slightly annoyed. Third text message, and you don't respond over a certain period of time. I'm thinking that you're dead. Fourth text message, and you don't respond, which I will give at least a month's time to give you more than enough time to respond. The fourth text message, now I'm pissed off. One thing people neglect when you send text messages, especially on these beautiful iPhone devices, you can see when the person reads the message. Every last message that I sent to this now a-hole was read. Complete 100% blow off. F you, Corey. I don't even want to. You're not even worth a response. That's what it says when I can see that you've read a text message from me and you didn't respond. I've done it a couple of times where I've seen a text message has come across, like I have one now. A text message has come across. I will open it up. I will read it and I won't respond immediately. But eventually, sure as hell, within 45 days, I'm going to text you back. Is it wrong of me to just feel like this is the utmost disrespectful thing? I almost am to the point where I can get over you slapping my mother in the face quicker than seeing that I've sent you a personal direct message that you consciously decided to avoid. Am I wrong in thinking that that's just horrible, especially from someone in my inner circle? Now, flip the coin over to the third side of it. There are people that I don't give a damn whether or not they reply to me. I've said what I had to say. You are not in the inner circle. I don't consider you a friend. You are an acquaintance. If you respond, you respond. If you don't, you don't. But when you work your way into the inner circle of anything, you want to be engaged or you get kicked the hell out. And it leaves a bad taste in my mouth. It upsets me and it hurts my feelings. I cannot be alone on that. You go 45 days without responding to someone, I'm going to stop texting you. But I'll be GD if I don't think that it is the biggest insult on the planet. And I'm wondering, well, I don't know if the compressor's picking this up, but why the hell is there an ice cream truck in the parking lot of a business center on a Sunday afternoon? Can you hear that? It's ridiculous. Okay, I'll work past it. I'm getting all worked up here. Let me calm down and formulate my thoughts properly. You have a friend that can't, the ice cream truck can't be doing anything but selling drugs at this point. That's literally what it is. I mean, yeah, there's a, maybe it's on the other side of the wall. I don't know. There's residential areas on the other side of the wall. I digress. You have someone that's in your inner circle. Your inner circle person you care about, you worry about, you provide for, you're there for, you want to be a part of their life. You want them to be a part of your life. And you send a text message or you send some type of communication and it is purposely annoyed. That has got to be some type of, who wouldn't get upset about that? Who wouldn't be hurt by that? You see, God dang it. It's pissing me off just thinking about it now. I don't make friends easily. Pull the curtain back. I don't make friends very easily. I have hundreds of thousands of business acquaintances. And, I know why I can hear that, because I left the door open. Why is there an ice cream truck in the parking lot right now? All right, he's going by. It's distracted, I'm sorry. And I don't have anybody else here, Philippius or Anthony, to yell at. You have someone that you allow to become a part of your life, and they just disappear. I don't get that. I can't wrap my mind around it. When I think of the people that are in my inner circle, when I find someone that fits into that circle or someone that works their way into that circle, I become like a baby that is breastfeeding. You can hold a baby up to its mother's breast, whether the baby is hungry or not, and it's going to claw at the boob because it has learned that that is where nutrients and life-sustaining food comes from. So when I find someone that I have allowed into the world of Corey Blaze, I become that suckling baby. You bring me close to them, I'm going to want them around at all times. I'm going to want them close at all times. Keep in mind, folks, I got more fingers on one hand than I have people in my inner circle. So when one falls off, it really chaps my hide. At the opening of this, I played the Whitney Houston Count On Me song just to kind of have, you know, a little music opener. And I feel that way. Am I wrong in the way that I feel? Am I wrong in thinking that when you just completely neglect or blow me off, that it is, I take offense to it? We're supposed to be boys. We're supposed to be friends. The easiest thing that you have, cell phone got turned off. All right, there's Facebook. Even when some cell phones are disconnected, you still can get text messages for another month. But your cell phone, that's not even an excuse for this particular situation. I've busted Philippius' balls on the show, my executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I busted his balls for being a slow text messenger as well. Because I know for a fact, I've spent a lot of time with him. With us working together, doing so much with Fat Guy Radio Show. I know for a fact, his cell phone never leaves his side. So when I send him a text message and he doesn't respond back, I blow up. Not nuclear, but I blow up. I'm like, "What? You're just avoiding me at this point." Well, I was doing this, I was doing that. But I at least get an excuse from him after a while. It's just not a complete 45 days later, nothing. I don't get it. What comes up into my mind also is the fact that was I more invested in this friendship than the other person? Was it a one-sided friendship? A one-sided friendship is very close to a one-sided relationship where you've got one person that is all in and you've got the other person that is just like, oh, well, it's convenient. I have walked away from people that have found my friendships convenient. I don't find friendships to be a convenience. Friendships, true friendships, are supposed to be a little inconvenient at times. There are going to be times where you're going to grit your teeth and say, oh, God, why do I have to go? Why are they in this situation? There are going to be those times that pop up. But to just purposely neglect and walk away from someone without any type of explanation or any type of response is just hurtful. It is right out completely hurtful. Will that person ever hear this? Will the and I've used that one, my one friend or my one now enemy as an example, but there's several people that I have experienced this with. And to close this and wrap this up, I internalize it as well. I internalize it and ask myself, what the hell is wrong with me? Why won't these people want to be and honor the inner circle? Why would they just see it as something that they can just walk away from at any time with no notice, no anything? There's not many things in life that we can just walk away from without any type of notice. You can't walk away from your job, or it's not advised that you walk away from your job with no notice. You want to give a 2-week notice, you burn that bridge. You don't walk away from an apartment lease or a home lease. You want to give a 30-day, 90-day, 60-day notice, whatever. Anything that you do, you give some type of notice. Even before they come and repossess your car, they're going to give you a couple of months notice. Before they turn your lights off, they're going to give you a couple of months notice. Notifying and communicating with people is just a way of life. So I ask myself often when this situation occurred, what's wrong with me? What is so bad with me that I'm not valued enough for even a go F yourself text message reply? And yeah, this is a window into my soul, but like I said at the beginning, this is a way that I do therapy. What is it about me? Why aren't I worth a response? And I know people are going to say, Corey, just let it go, blow them off. If the friendship ended like this and they were never really your friend. But what you have to realize is that there is a huge investment. And I'm not talking money. I'm talking about the biggest investment you can make into someone is their time. Is giving them your time and them giving you their time. So it does. It stirs my soul and it makes my spirit weep when people just completely walk away from anything, be it an inner circle, be it anything that you've made an investment in. We just added on with BDB Radio Network, Anthony Frosto, who has sent in on a couple of Fat Guy Radio Show tapings. And I've came out right out of my face sitting there with the CEO of BDB Radio Network. And I've said right out of my face, dude, don't do this if you're just going to walk away from it a couple of months from now, or hell, even a couple of years from now. Because this network doesn't want to make an investment in someone that's going to steal the time and the knowledge and leave wherever the show is in a state of turmoil, if you will. I made that very clear to all the people that was interviewing for to come on and join the network. And it's the same thing with my inner circle and with my friends. And it's equally hurtful when you have to excuse someone out of the inner circle because they just don't give. That's a whole nother show. But this hurt, and it still hurts. I have not yet heard from this person. And I'm done texting. I won't send any more communication. I'll let that person reach out to me. And if he ever does, it will be a, well, what the hell, bro? You know, I help you. I ask for nothing in return. We became good friends. And we communicated almost daily. And I know it sounds like, okay, probably saying, Corey, it's a friendship. It's not a relationship. Friendships are a different level of relationships. I've studied psychology. They can affect you in the same way that a friendship affects you. So I will ask if it ever comes to it. If not, over time, like with anything, I'll move on. But it sucks that someone can just say in their mind or just do, walk away. I can't wrap my mind around that. I have never abandoned anyone or anything. I've never walked off of a job. I've never abandoned any relationships. Every relationship I've been in my life has ended with notice, has ended where I'm still acquaintances with them. And you can ask any of my ex-girlfriends. Was the breakup with Corey bad? No, there was no screaming match. Because I honor everyone that has invested their time in me, and I honor those, and I want them to honor me when I have invested my time in them. But to walk away with nothing, no communication, is hurtful. And it sucks because you don't know what they're thinking. You don't know if you've done something to offend them. If someone offends me, I'm telling you, even though I'm not easily offendable, I'm telling your ass that you offended me. And you're going to say, oh, hey, I didn't mean to, or you're going to say, hey, Corey, get over it. And I'm going to either do one or the other. But just to walk away blows my mind. I mean, you can almost put it in the same genre of a man just walking away from his kid and his girl, whether they were married or not, or just anybody just walking out of a relationship that you've invested and created a life in. It just blows my mind. My parents divorced when I was 10 years old, but they never walked away from each other. Because they had me and my siblings. And they remain friends till this day. They may hate each other's guts. I would never know. But that taught me. You don't walk away from obligations. You don't walk away from things that you care about. And that's my take on it. I hope I haven't bored you for these last 30 minutes. But I had to get this out. So I'm Corey Blaze. This has been like a little one-on-one thing on a Sunday afternoon. I don't know where I'll post this up. It might go on Fat Guy Radio Show. It might go on After the Levels. I'm not sure. I got to do a little editing. Maybe take the ice cream truck out. But don't forget, Fat Guy Radio Show is on Thursday nights now, live from here, Studio G. Thursdays at 7:30-ish. The first Thursday we went, we were like 20 minutes late. Second Thursday we went, we were like 5 minutes early. So I'm still adjusting to that, by the way. I was doing some tweeting yesterday. Make sure you like Facebook. Like the show on Facebook, facebook.com/FatGuyRadioShow. Also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/FatGuyRadioShow. And just in case this goes up on After the Levels, After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze, is also on Facebook, facebook.com/AfterTheLevels, and also on Twitter. On at After the Levels, and you can follow me too if you like at Corey Blaze, the real Corey Blaze on Twitter. So thank you for just spending a little bit of time with me. It's been about, you know, almost 30 minutes or so forth, and I thank you for just listening to me purge for a while. So I will see you Thursday night. Check out Full Court Press Radio, the sports show on the network as well. I'll give them a little plug here, fullcourtpressradio.com. They broadcast on Tuesday nights at 8:30. So this is Corey Blaze. Thank you for sitting in and listening to me rant for about 30 minutes. I hope I haven't bored you. And if you have any feedback on this, tweet me at Corey Blaze or at Fat Guy Radio Show. Or if this is, I'll probably put this up on the blog too. This is up on the blog down in the comment section. Go ahead and leave me a comment about your take on friends just walking away. All right, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.